All right, guys, let's do this. We all ready for a cryptography tier list?
Yeah, let's fucking do this.
Obama, this is a bad idea. Bad idea. But people are saying I'm the best at tier lists, so let's go.
Okay, we're starting with some classic algorithms. First up is the Caesar cipher.
If the Caesar cipher is so great, how come he got stabbed? I like people that don't get stabbed.
Leave Brutus out of this, Donald. The Caesar cipher was a great innovation for its time and accomplished its goal of securing communication between Caesar and his generals.
I don't know, Joe. It is just a fixed key substitution cipher after all.
It's backdoored.
It is not backdoored. It's just lame.
The Caesar cipher is not for computers. It's for regular, hardworking Americans.
Sleepy Joe is so old, he only likes the ciphers that don't require computers.
Fuck you, Donald. Let's see you try to defeat the Huns.
Shut up, you two. I'm marking it as considered harmful, and that's that. Next up is a similar one, the Visionaire cipher.
That wasn't actually invented by Visionaire.
That's right. It was invented by an Italian.
I don't care. They're all losers and suckers. It's a dog shit cipher defeated by frequency analysis.
You can't deny it's better than the basic Caesar cipher, Donald.
I'm tired of talking about all this stuff from before Claude Shannon was even born. I'm putting it in C tier, one above the Caesar cipher. Let's get to some more modern ciphers, like DES.
DES is dog shit. It was backdoored by GCHQ.
What the fuck, Donald? GCHQ made DES stronger by editing it to be resistant to differential cryptanalysis years before the existence of differential cryptanalysis was declassified.
He's absolutely right, Donald. I was there.
Wait, how old are you?
You can't honestly be telling me you're using DES. It only has 64-bit blocks. Even if the S boxes weren't dog shit, the whole thing is too close to the birthday bound on modern connections.
Whose birthday is it?
It's not anybody's birthday.
Trump said it was close to someone's birthday.
No, he didn't.
Of course, Obama likes DES. He bailed out the banks, and all the banks use 3DS.
If the banks used better cryptography, maybe I wouldn't have had to bail them out. DES was impressive at the time, but it is a bad choice in modern times. I'm marking it as considered harmful. How about Diffie-Hellman? New directions in cryptography seems like an easy S tier.
Wrong. We have to split out the elliptic curve Diffie-Hellman and the finite field Diffie-Hellman. Finite field Diffie-Hellman was not a good deal. Elliptic curves are a better deal.
What the hell is he talking about?
Fine, we can drop finite field Diffie-Hellman to A tier. Next up is RSA.
S tier.
Sleepy Joe is so old, he still thinks RSA is a good idea. Have you ever tried padding an RSA ciphertext, Joe? RSA is C tier at best.
You set the padding bytes to the number of bytes. Folks, it's that simple.
PKCS my ass, Sleepy Joe.
Would you cut it out, you two? RSA certainly is impactful. But we really should have listened to Rogaway in the 90s about PKCS versus OEAP.
Lickenbacker is gonna fuck you up, Sleepy Joe.
Anyone can tell you not to use E equals 3, Donald.
No, the other Blickenbacker.
There are a lot of Blickenbacker attacks. I can't keep track of them all.
C tier.
S tier.
I'm splitting the difference and putting it B tier, even though Shamir and Koblitz are both going to kill me.
This is crap.
Shut up, Joe. Okay, next up is Blowfish.
Blowfish? We're talking about Blowfish?
Is that the porn star you slept with?
You just hate me because I'm cool and rich and you're old Sleepy Joe.
It's a cipher from Schneier.
Didn't he come to the White House when you and I were president?
I don't know, probably. He just does policy now.
I can't believe this cipher is even here. It was cool for 2 minutes in the 90s.
Like Oasis.
Sleepy Joe gets it.
Yeah, it was fine, but there's really no reason to use it these days. C tier. The RC4 stream cipher is next. That should be an easy, considered harmful.
Good call, Obama. RC4 is totally broken. If you use RC4, China can read all your plain text like they have a golden key.
Trump knows all about golden streams.
Ha, good one, Joe.
Thanks, Obama.
Okay, AES should be an easy S tier.
What the fuck, Obama? AES is too underspecified to be S tier. To do anything with it, you have to use a fancy cipher mode. It doesn't work out of the box like the ciphers from DJB.
Who is DJB?
He's the best cryptographer.
What? Why are we talking about DJB?
I've never heard of him.
Everyone has heard of DJB, but I don't think we should be putting him on a pedestal. He said some crazy shit and hangs out with bad people.
Like Trump's mom.
Exactly, Joe.
What the fuck, Obama?
Be quiet, Donald. It's fair to say AES needs to be used in the proper mode to be safe. I think that's more NIST's fault, but I'll put it in A tier. Speaking of modes, CBC is up next.
CBC is all you need to encrypt as much as you want.
Once again, Sleepy Joe doesn't understand how to implement secure padding. Are you really using CBC mode, Joe?
You can do random access decryption. What's not to like?
What's not to like? It's called padding oracles, Joe.
Skill issue.
I agree with Trump. We have better options these days, Joe.
HMAC the ciphertext and it's all fine.
No one does that. Everyone does MAC, then encrypt.
Who does MAC, then encrypt?
TLS does that, Joe. That's why it's dog shit. Remember, Poodle?
Shut the fuck up, Donald. Wait, what do dogs have to do with this?
Both of you shut the fuck up. CBC is C tier.
Trump said there was a poodle.
Poodle is a padding oracle attack on CBC mode in SSLv3.
Then where is the dog?
Obama is hiding the dog.
No, I'm not. What the fuck are you two talking about? I'm moving on. HMAC is up next.
That shit is S tier for sure.
Sleepy Joe, have you never heard of an AEAD? I bet this guy has never heard of an AEAD. What are you using HMAC for?
Donald has a point. HMAC is great, but you don't need to use it if you're able to use an AEAD like AES-GCM. I'll knock it down to A tier.
HMAC is core to ChemDem, Barack.
Everyone stopped using chems until we got to post-quantum cryptography, Joe.
Joe is so old, he's still using an abacus?
64K of RAM should be enough for anybody.
Speaking of old stuff, we've got SSLv2 up next.
What happened to SSLv1?
Well, Joe, you'd have to ask Mark Andreessen that.
I'll ask Peter Thiel.
What? Why would you ask Peter Thiel? He wasn't at Netscape in the 90s.
I was in Wilmington in the 90s.
He's my favorite venture capitalist.
This doesn't have to do with VCs or A16Z. This is about Netscape.
I got Netscape off my AOL CDs. Does anyone need minutes?
Minutes? How do you still have minutes?
I bought 40 years worth of minutes in 98, and I'm still working through them.
I can't believe this. I'm putting SSLv2 in considered harmful because its handshake is vulnerable to MITM.
Those third-rate developers at the fake news organization OpenSSL left it enabled by default for too long and gave us drown. SSLv2 is a garbage protocol.
OpenSSL has done more for encrypted communications than any other software package in the world.
Remember Heartbleed, Sleepy Joe? Disastrous, gross incompetence, worst library ever.
After Heartbleed, we were able to get them funding, and they really improved the quality. We're building back better.
That's true, but OpenSSL 3.0 has been a mess. Anyway, I'm putting SSLv2 in considered harmful and TLS in S tier. It's goated.
I agree. TLS is fucking goated.
S tier, really? Has our society degraded so much that this is what counts as S tier? Does nobody remember 2015 when there was a new TLS attack coming out every month? I won't deny it's better than SSLv2, but S tier should be reserved for things that created a revolution in cryptography.
Brink of a revolution. You wouldn't even put Diffie-Hellman in S tier. How is TLS not the foundation of the web revolution?
Just put it in S tier, Barack. Don't give him a chance. He'll talk your fucking ear off. And besides, the only revolution he knows about was January 6th.
Shut up, Sleepy Joe. I'll tell you exactly how not. It may be used for HTTPS, but that's the only reason it's popular. Cryptographic agility was a terrible decision. It isn't until TLS 1.3 that they even bothered to define the groups for key agreement in advance. Who wants to waste a round trip just to pick a prime number that might be backdoored?
I'll take.
The protocol has evolved over time. TLS 1.3 could be considered a whole entry on its own.
Yeah, how come SSLv2 gets its own entry in the tier list, but TLS 1.3 doesn't? What the hell, Barack?
The only people who run TLS 1.3 are liberal big tech, and they use zero RTT to push their fake news even faster. No one else implements it.
Skill issue.
Fine, TLS did have a rough time, but I think we landed in a good place with TLS 1.3. I'll move it down to A tier.
I can't believe TLS is fucking A tier.
Deal with it, Sleepy Joe.
Screw you, Donald.
Okay, SSH, this one should be another easy S tier.
I agree, but I'm sure Donald is going to come in with some contrarian bullshit.
SSHv2 was the only protocol designed in the 90s that wasn't pure scum. I agree, it's S tier.
Holy shit, we agreed on something. Let's keep this moving with some VPN protocols. How do we feel about IPsec?
I've been deploying IPsec VPNs for years. It's a secure way to bridge your on-prem and cloud networks.
Wait, you do network security architecture consulting?
Yeah, and I don't know why he does. Sleepy Joe's network diagrams are going to ruin this country, and your networks will be overrun with crime. Everyone knows IPsec is a dogshit protocol.
IPsec is very complicated compared to a more modern VPN like WireGuard.
WireGuard? Are you kidding me? No one can deploy anything beyond a simple point-to-point WireGuard network without using Tailscale unless you have a full-blown network platform team like Fly.io.
That's true, Sleepy Joe.
Fine, IPsec is C-tier and WireGuard is A-tier.
I can't believe you would do this to me, Brock.
Can we just rank the noise protocol framework?
It's easy to make a protocol framework secure if you leave out key distribution. I would rather roll my own protocol with libsodium than pretend I'm using noise.
You shouldn't roll your own crypto, Donald.
I'm not rolling my own crypto, I'm using libsodium.
I've never heard of the noise protocol framework.
How have you heard of WireGuard and not noise? WireGuard uses noise under the hood.
Nothing uses noise under the hood, it's all custom variants.
That's the point, Donald. It's a protocol framework, not a protocol implementation or specification.
That's fucking useless, Obama.
It popularized triple Diffie-Hellman and can provide authentication without needing signatures. And many systems have other mechanisms for key distribution, like an IDP.
It's a B-tier framework that sidesteps the hard problems.
What's a protocol framework, Donald?
Shut up, Joe. Fine. I'll put it in B-tier, even though that feels mean to Trevor Perrin. Next up are AES-GCM and Cha-Cha Poly.
GCM is trash, Cha-Cha all the way.
Of course you'd say that, Donald. You're such a DJB stan.
I thought his initials were DJT, Donald J. Trump.
No, Joe, that doesn't make any sense. You can't stan yourself.
I can because I am the best and I am always winning.
How come you lost the election to me then, Donald?
You stole all the votes in Michigan. Nothing can be done to cure that giant scam now.
Loser.
Shut up, you two. AES-GCM is good when you have hardware support. Cha-Cha is good when you need to encrypt in software.
Fuck you, Obama. GCM is a trash AEAD and it's vulnerable to nonce collision attacks.
So is Cha-Cha, you idiot. I'm ranking both B-tier because they involve caller-managed nonces.
I just use a counter.
Of course you do, Sleepy Joe.
Donald, weren't you just complaining about the birthday bound? Shouldn't you prefer counter-based systems?
I never said that. Fake news.
God damn it, not this again.
Would you just shut up, man?
Winning.
We're moving on to hash functions.
Thank Biden knows all about the good hash.
That's right, I'm fucking lit.
Joe, you gotta share that with me. Anyway, first one up is MD5. This is an easy considered harmful. It's literally in the name of the paper.
Remember when they used all those PS3 to calculate a hash collision of a root CA?
That was totally dope. Also, I love the PS3.
Me too, Joe. Want to play Journey later?
You can't pick who you play Journey with. That's the whole point of the game.
Joe can watch me play it.
Yeah, Barack, we can switch off.
If we're playing PS3, I want to play The Last of Us.
You're just bandwagoning because of the TV show.
Fuck you, Donald. Also, what the fuck does any of this have to do with MD5?
Why are we even bothering with MD5? It's a total fraud. A bigger fraud than Biden winning the election.
Skill issue.
Donald, stop saying that.
SHA-1 is also a total fraud.
There's online tools to collide PDFs. It's even weaker than Trump's wall.
Donald should have hired the team behind SHA-2 to build his wall. Maybe then it'd be collision resistant.
No, I should have hired DJB to make my wall because the only hash function I trust is SIPHASH. Attacks only get better, and if SHA-1 is broken, then SHA-2 and SHA-3 must be next.
That's not how attacks work, Donald. SHA-1, 2, and 3 are completely different things. And SIPHASH isn't even on our list. Stop bringing DJB into this.
NIST, backdoors, all the standards. I don't want anything that came out of a NIST competition. I told Rick Perry to cut NIST, but he forgot what department they were in.
NIST competitions grow the economy. Benefits everybody. Hurts nobody.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about Rick Perry. He was a total idiot.
We have to ignore this clown, Obama. SHA-2 is clearly S-tier.
Agreed. What about SHA-3?
There's a SHA-3?
Yes, Joe, there's a SHA-3. It's a sponge-based construction.
Moon math, I don't trust it.
Sounds like a skill issue.
What is a sponge construction?
It's good for making duplex objects, but to be honest, there's not a big reason to not just use SHA-2 for regular hashing. I'm putting it in B-tier. Since nobody knows what a duplex object is except me, I'm putting them in A-tier. Because they're amazing, but I'm not sure if they're quantum resistant.
Quantum computers aren't real, they're fake news.
Isn't quantum for key distribution?
Quantum key distribution isn't real, Sleepy Joe.
Donald's right about quantum key distribution. It's a scam. Let's move on to some signatures. How do we want to rank DSA and ECDSA?
I don't see the point of DSA when you have RSA.
RSA, Joe? Are you so out of touch you think we should still sign with RSA?
We already ranked RSA, Donald. But if you can't handle RSA signatures, I've got bad news for you about the web PKI.
I don't care about the failing web PKI, Obama. But DSA is D-tier shit. It wasn't useful until DJB invented elliptic curves.
DJB didn't invent elliptic curves. It was Koblitz and Miller.
Never heard of them.
Elliptic curves are just too complicated.
Skill issue.
I'm putting DSA in C-tier and ECDSA in A-tier.
I'll allow DSA in C-tier because of its impact. But what are you smoking that you think ECDSA is A-tier? Do you just expect everybody to special case points being added to themselves in addition and yet somehow still be constant time? Did you hear that people, he thinks special cases are still constant time? Edwards curves are so much better. ECD say is B-tier at best.
That may have been true in the 2000s, but we have complete formulas for the NIST curves now with no special cases.
Yeah, and they work by converting the loser NIST curves to them to Edwards representations.
Okay, fine. ECDSA is B-tier. But since no goddamn ED25519 libraries can interoperate with each other on the edge cases, I'm keeping ED-DSA at B-tier as well.
I'll allow it so long as you make curve 25519 S-tier.
If curve 25519 is S-tier, how come everybody has to copy Adam Langley's implementation everywhere?
Who's Adam Langley? Is he the guy from Maroon 5 that looks like a Chipotle bag?
No, that's Adam Lambert. AGL is a cryptographer at Google.
Want to get Chipotle later, Joe?
Oh, fuck yeah. That sounds awesome, Donald. Obama, hurry up with the tier list. Donnie and I are going to get Chipotle.
God damn it. I'm not the one holding everything up. I'm putting curve 25519 in A-tier because of the library and API issues, and I'm putting the double odd curves in S-tier because they're clearly better than 25519.
No one takes those double odd curves seriously, but whatever. I'm beyond caring about your terrible tier list.
I don't know why I agreed to do this either, but we're here, and we're going to finish it. Next up is Ristretto.
If you need a prime order group, why don't you just take the integers mod P?
That's order P minus one, Joe.
Oh.
Ristretto is great because it lets you bridge curve 25519, the best curve, to cryptocurrency protocols that use zero knowledge proofs.
I'm not sure I care about the cryptocurrency use case that much, but I agree Ristretto is very good at what it does, and Joe already showed us it's easy to fuck this up. I think this is a great example of do one thing and do it well. Let's put it in S tier.
You just want to rank it higher than curve 25519 to fuck with me. But if that's what it takes to get some acknowledgement of all the developments in cryptography that have been driven by investment in cryptocurrency, I'm fine with it.
Okay, moving on. Next up is dual EC.
Backdoored. Dual EC is backdoored.
We don't know that it's backdoored.
I mean, we basically do. Joe, did you read the intelligence brief? Ask me about it on Signal. I'm putting dual EC in backdoored. Next up is DevURandom for generating random numbers.
Backdoored. Backdoored.
It's not fucking backdoored, Donald. The implementation is open source.
What if the entropy pool hasn't been fully initialized yet? Remember all those keys Nadia factored using GCD back in 2012? Joe Biden remembers.
Backdoored, backdoored.
Shut the fuck up, Donald. It's not backdoored. Joe, sounds like you're making the case for get random, which fixes the initialization blocking issue with you random.
Yeah, OpenBSD has this right from the start.
Shut up, Joe. Theo might hear you, and then we'll have to invite him to Chipotle.
Can I come to Chipotle?
No, Obama, you have Ligma.
I do not have Ligma.
Ligma balls.
Sleepy Joe gets it.
Fuck both of you. I'm putting you random in B tier and get random in S tier. Looks like B crypt and S crypt are next.
I know you don't respect law and order, but if SHA-2 is S tier, then B crypt also should be S tier.
Finally, Donald says something reasonable. How else are you going to hash passwords?
You're supposed to hash passwords?
Not if you use email to sign in Joe.
I always just reset my password because I can't remember it.
I'm putting S-crypt in B-tier because no one actually needs a memory hard hash.
What about Dogecoin?
Donald, I know you're an Elon stan, but Dogecoin is fucking stupid.
Not, it's fucking goated.
It has a picture of a Shiba Inu. It's fucking goated.
Stop fucking saying fucking goated. Can we just finish this tier list? Actually, you know what? I don't understand any of this zero-knowledge crap. If anything is moon math, it's snarks.
I agree. Anything with an elliptic curve is moon math.
That's not what he said, Sleepy Joe.
Doesn't matter. I still agree that snarks are moon math.
Let's skip ZK snarks and bulletproofs. That leaves us with ECB and X509.
ECB is the one with the penguins, right? It's the worst of the cipher modes.
Finally, Sleepy Joe says something I can agree with. Put ECB in considered harmful.
Done. That leaves us with X509.
Trash.
Trash.
Trash. X509. It's considered harmful. All right, fellas, we did it. We completed the tier list. We're done.
We did it, Joe. Let's go get Chipotle while my Minecraft is updating.
Yeah, let's do it, Donald. See you later, Obama.
Why do I hang out with these guys?